South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail? A sitting president sleeping on cash, literally. A cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail. Or even the post office operating, even when they have nothing to do.
Can you confirm that delivery performances drop?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that half the time drive you up the wall. This podcast will use humor to take no prisoners, have no holy cows, and cook a whole lot of sacrificial lambs. Welcome to another episode of Taking the Rams by the Horns, a podcast in partnership with Sowetan Live. My name is Rams Mabote. Every now and again, either in a year, a decade, or an epoch, someone comes out to make history. When the children of Israel were stuck in Egypt, it was a fellow, fairly unknown, called Moses, who was chosen to go get them free. It must be said that Moses himself could not fathom why he was chosen among many other seemingly better candidates to do the job. But he took the challenge and delivered on the task, not without problems though. I mean, one of them is that the holy Mor took 40 years to deliver the helpless Israelites to the promised land. It is no rocket science. In fact, it is manna from heaven that even without food and on foot, this long walk to freedom should not have taken 40 days, let alone 40 years. Similarly, when the ANC fell stuck with Dr. A.B. Xuma as president general, it was the young Walter Sisulu and Nelson Mandela, among others, who volunteered to approach the good doctor to tell him that his time was over and that the party needed new blood. Okay. They most likely did not sing the exact words, but I'm sure you get the drift. The young lions of the ANC Youth League just felt that Dr. Xuma was delaying the path to freedom. It still took another 50 years after his removal to reach the promised land. But look on the bright side. It may have taken longer, especially if he had put Moses on the job. It appears that finally, the official opposition Democratic Alliance has found its own pimpernel, someone who will move the DA out of the opposition benches into power. It is no secret that the DA has tried so hard to get the right one to deliver them to the promised land. But to this day, this has not worked. Tony Leon's fight-back strategy backfired.
We are showing South Africa a way forward, and I am not stepping down as your leader because I have lost hope. I am stepping down because I have done what I set out to do by my country and by my party.
Helen Zille's was just a storm in a Twitter cup.
I therefore apologize unreservedly to the South African public who were offended by this tweet, and my subsequent explanation of it.
Musi Maimane was left a broken man.
For you, Honorable President, are not an honorable man. You're a broken man presiding over a broken society.
The party even tried to parachute black women like Lindiwe Mazibuko, Patricia Delil, and Mbali Ntuli. Interestingly, it was not the voters that rejected them. It was, yes, you guessed it, the very same leaders of the DA that rejected the self-same black messiahs. And, you know, one can not really claim that the current party leader, John Steenhuisen, is a spark of fire.
You are talking complete rubbish now, and you are making this house a joke. You are turning this house into a joke.
Honourable Member.
You're not fit to sit in that chair.
Which is why a brave young leader in the party has decided enough is enough. This breath of fresh air has decided to save the party from itself and to finally give the governing party, the ANC, a run for its pala-pala money. Who, you may ask, is this? There can only be one such leader. No, it's not Mpopalatse, the former two-time mayor of Johannesburg. It's not Solim Simang, who himself, at some point, was mayor of the now troubled Tshwane. It is, wait for it, Lungile Phenyane. Who? Yes, who? I will have you know that Mahatma Gandhi himself was not really the star of the show when he raised his hand to lead the children of India to independence from colonial Britain. Phenyane may not or may be unknown to you and me, but that does not make her less of I cannot find the word yet. Truth is, it is slightly more than you and me who do not know who she is. Let me rephrase. No one knows who Lungile Phenyane is. Not my colleagues in the media, not the internet. There is not even a picture of her on the net. Not even that Mr. Know-it-all called Wikipedia can say a word about her. In fact, this morning, somebody referred to Phenyane as a male because nobody knows who this person is. But that does not matter. Lungile Phenyane has raised her hand to rescue the DA from itself. In fact, she has raised her hand not once, not twice, not even thrice. Lungile Phenyane is standing for all top six positions of the DA when it chooses the new leadership on April 1. She's standing for the positions of federal leader against John Steenhuisen and Phalatse, federal chairperson of the Federal Council against Helen Zille, federal chairperson, federal financial chairperson, and two other positions. It is a case of what we in the township call miss one, get one. Fortunately, though, my colleague at Times Live, Zima Samatiwan, managed to unearth Lungile Phenyane and spoke to her. And in this thrilling 1 minute and 24 seconds of what promises to be political history in the making, she outlined her manifesto.
This is not about individual, but it's about growing the party, uniting the party, and grooming to ensure that young people, youth and women also occupy such positions. But most importantly, changing our lives of our people.
Are you then running to win, or are you running to set a precedence whereby you are saying you can contest?
No, I guess the Democrats will speak. So whatever that they will see me capable of, I'll accept. Whatever opportunity I'll be given, I'll accept.
How has been the reception I'm assuming you have been, or you have started running a campaign. What has been the reception to your campaign among the delegates that are going to be voting at conference?
No, the reception is, for now, it's very good, and it's about moving the party forward. No, it's been quite some few years, but I've been more involved in a branch level, yes. But also to ensure that we strengthen the DA youth and Dawn as well.
Oh, okay.
Do not blink. History is being made right in front of us. We are privileged to live in the Lungile Phenyane epoch. Question is this the end of an era called Lungile Phenyane? Or is this an April Fool's joke? We shall find out on April 1. As the Chinese once said, we live in interesting times. And rightfully, they meant that as a curse. I rest. Please subscribe to my podcast. In case you are like Lungile Phenyane and you are all over, the podcast is called Taking the Rams by the Horns. And follow us on Twitter at Rams by the Horns and Sowetan Live. From me, Rams Mabote, goodbye and God bless.